first, more than 400 couples around the world will soon be recruited for a new clinical trial, the drug that's set to be tested, a new contraceptive gel for men.
The quest to develop a male equivalent to the birth control pill has been a long and difficult process. Just last year, a clinical trial for a new form of hormone-based male birth control was shut down after participants reported serious side effects.
This time around, there's hope that things will be different. But just why has it been so difficult to create the male counterpart to the pill?
Dina Fine-Marin joins us now. She's a health and medicine editor at Scientific American, where she recently wrote a piece called The New Push for the Male Pill. Dina, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi.
Well, this new male pill isn't a pill. You reported on a hormonal gel that I guess one would rub on one's shoulders?
Exactly, yeah. So it's an interesting idea. This is a hormonal contraceptive with the same two hormones that the controversial injection had last year, but this would be rubbed onto a man's shoulders daily. And the idea is that could sidestep some of the side effects that we saw with the injection last year because it would be a more regular introduction of hormones. So the idea is you would have a more consistent hormonal level throughout your time as opposed to an injection every 8 weeks.
So somebody would be absorbing these hormones through their pores on their shoulder, I
exactly,
guess.
Exactly, yep. So it's going to include two hormones, progestin, which suppresses sperm creation in the body, and testosterone. And the testosterone is to keep you at healthy levels of testosterone in the body while your testosterone levels would still be too low to be producing sperm that could obviously get one's partner pregnant.
Now, we've had a birth control pill, a hormonal birth control pill for women for a long time, decades now. Why is it, is it more difficult for men, or has that just not been a priority until the last 10 or 20 years?
That's a good question. I would say it's a little column A, a little column B. The scientific obstacle has been that while theoretically a similar hormonal birth control pill would inhibit sperm production in men, in practice it's really more complicated than that because the pill essentially tricks the body into acting as though it's already pregnant, making it temporarily infertile. But if you're trying to inhibit testosterone production in the testes, reducing sperm levels, it's a tough balancing act because if the sperm levels get, if the testosterone level gets too low in the blood, that means you'll have some serious side effects. You won't be able to ejaculate. You may not have good muscle mass. You'll have altered libido. Obviously, these are things people want to avoid. So the challenge has been trying to, I guess, address that problem. But if you give an oral form of contraception, an oral form of testosterone, rather, it leaves the body too quickly, meaning the pill would be impractical because men would have to take it just too many times a day.
So there's this incredible juggling act, I guess,
right?
Between a couple different hormones, their levels, and maintaining a consistent level over time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this this one injection that you mentioned earlier that seemed promising, I guess, at first.
Right.
What kind of effects, side effects were happening that led him to pull the plug on that one?
Yeah, so last year a study that was headed up by several folks, including the World Health Organization, looked really promising. It suppressed sperm production in men by about 96%. It was 96% effective, which sounds really great. But the downside to this injection was that some men reported side effects, including depression, acne, and mood swings. Of course, women who are on hormonal birth control might also experience some of those same side effects, but the trial was actually stopped early because of these side effects. The mood swings, erectile dysfunction, or pain were things that were reported. And also, for one participant out of 320, one man had not returned to his normal sperm levels 4 years after an injection, so he remained at levels considered subfertile. My understanding is that gentleman was already had the kids that he wanted and was middle-aged, so he wasn't too upset about it, but obviously that is a side effect that we would want to avoid for anything that went on the market.
Now, this gel that would be rubbed on shoulders and then mm-hmm. and then the hormones get absorbed, where is that now in the process of creation and testing?
Yeah, good question. So right now, it has been created. It is in a laboratory, the project led by the U.S. National Institutes of Health and the Population Council, but they need to get the sign-off from all these 9 locations in the U.S., U.K., Sweden, Italy, Chile, and Kenya before they can move forward with doling these out for the clinical trial. But NIH is hoping to sign up couples in early 2018.
Talking to Dina Fine-Marin right now from Scientific American, looking at her piece, The New Push for the Male Pill, looking at hormonal and other forms of birth control targeting men instead of women. And is there Is there a sense of urgency that, yeah, we as a society, as a globe for that matter, need a birth control method that focuses on men?
I'd say definitely. The latest stats suggest that 40% of all pregnancies worldwide were unintended, so we're really looking for more options. Right now, options for male birth control are few. They're just condoms, vasectomy, and the ever-unreliable withdrawal, so we're always looking for more.
And when it comes to birth control and to a lot of medications for that matter, there's the effectiveness when it's used exactly as it's supposed to be, and then there's the effectiveness the way people actually use it in the real world. How big a stumbling block is that for trying to come up with a good male birth control?
Good question. Yeah, in the pilot testing with this same hormonal gel, about 89% of users had sperm counts reduced to 1 million per milliliter or less. That's considered successful sperm suppression. But while that number, 89%, may sound kind of low, we suspected in that trial that there was some level of noncompliance, meaning that men in the pilot trial were not using it for contraceptive purposes, so they didn't bother to take it regularly. By way of comparison, if you think of oral contraceptives for women, the failure rate is around 9%, and that's due to, according to the Centers for Disease Control, noncompliance and imperfect use.
We've been talking about hormonal male birth control. There are other ideas out there, I guess more mechanical in a way. What else is out there, at least on the drawing board?
Yeah, on the drawing board are several ways to, as you point out, sort of physically block this from happening. They seek to impede egg fertilization, but they've had yet to reach the same level of testing in men. One is in animal testing, a couple different compounds that would literally keep sperm from reaching maturity. So when one ejaculated, it wouldn't be a fully developed sperm. So essentially, it'd be shooting blanks, if you will. There is another non-hormonal product called Vasagel. It's a polymer hydrogel that would physically block sperm in the body so it couldn't reach an egg, and that's been tested in rabbits and in monkeys, but again, not in humans. And then there's another product that has been tested in Indonesia. Some of the science from that hasn't made it into peer-reviewed literature yet, but the idea is it would similarly prevent sperm from fertilizing an egg through some sort of blockage mechanism. So yeah, it's a field that's been having a lot that's been happening in the last couple decades, but so far not a lot of results.
Is there an idea that those non-hormonal methods, if they could be made to work, would be better? Because once you start tweaking around hormones, weird side effects are kind of hard to avoid completely.
Yeah, I think it would be preferable, one, because you'd avoid the side effects, but two, with a hormonal birth control method, it would take a while to kick in. So whereas maybe you could apply a gel ideally and you'd be ready to go, with something like this hormonal gel, scientists think it might take 2 to 3 months to suppress your sperm levels successfully. So if you were hoping to use it tonight, this is not the method for you.
Now, who's involved in the race to make a working male birth control method? Is this private industry, governments, NGOs? Who's really pushing hard for this?
Yeah, it's a bunch of different partners. Some of this research is being funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, like this gel that we're talking about today. But there's definitely a lot of interest from private companies, from pharmaceutical companies, because obviously they anticipate there being a market for this, both globally and in the United States. And I think that there are nonprofits that are really looking at this issue as well, in part to look at this question again. 40% of all pregnancies worldwide are unintended. This could be a way to help address that.
And some people might say, hey, we've got condoms already. Why do we need anything else for men?
Yeah, condoms aren't as well utilized as some people would hope for. A few years ago, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation put out a call asking for people to design, I guess, alternative condoms, ones that people might be more willing to put on. The idea maybe they'd be more sexy than we're thinking about today. Maybe they'd fit better. But I think that there's a popular conception that condoms just are not all that quote-unquote fun. And this, so we're constantly looking for ways to attack some of these problems in the bedroom while making sure that, you know, we're really having good effectiveness.
That said, condoms are part of unwanted pregnancy prevention and part of STD transmission prevention, whereas these different methods of birth control we're talking about, they're just about pregnancy and fertility.
Exactly.
So how, I know it's hard to predict, research can hit, go in fits and starts, but any idea of how far we would be from a commercial product actually debuting on the market?
Yeah, as you would think, my crystal ball is a little fuzzy these days. But I think that something like this, the hormonal gel, could take maybe 5 years to get anywhere, because what you would have to do is you'll have to do this trial with more than 400 couples, and then they review the data, they think about side effects, then they would submit to FDA for approval, and they'd need to get funding to scale it up. So really, to get to market, I think it would be probably 5 years or longer. But again, there are always factors that might change this. You know, maybe a different regulatory process could speed it along, or if results looked incredible, maybe it could be fast-tracked somehow and funding would become immediately apparent.
We'll leave it there for now. Dina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Dina Fine-Marin is a health and medicine editor at Scientific American. She joined us to talk about the development of a new hormonal birth control method for men and, as we just heard, when something like that could hit the market.